Mr. Chavez appears to be headed for a big re-election win when Venezuelans go to the polls December 3rd. But the State Department's senior policy official says he believes the regional influence of the Venezuelan leader has begun to erode because of his rhetorical excesses, including a scathing attack on President Bush at the UN General Assembly. In the September 20th New York speech, Mr. Chavez denounced President Bush as an imperialist devil who has devoted his years in office to military aggression and oppression of the world's poor. At a State Department security forum for U.S. corporations operating abroad, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns said the objectionable and somewhat ridiculous Chavez remarks may have been a political turning point for the Venezuelan leader. He said the speech, seen as exceptionally inflammatory by UN standards, backfired and may have cost Venezuela the regional seat on the UN Security Council that it had avidly sought.
Venezuela ran for a seat in the Security Council, and they were defeated, in large measure probably because of that speech. Because people see him for what he is. He's somebody who divides, who throws little bombs, you know, rhetorical bombs into rooms, and he seeks to tear people down. But the agenda of a new Mexican government, of President Uribe in Colombia, of President Lula in Brazil, is to build up, is to increase trade, investment, is to reach out to the private sector, is to have a hemisphere that is united with the United States, not divided from the United States.
Burns said that earlier this year he might have accepted the conventional wisdom that Mr. Chavez was on the rise, using petrodollars to finance all sorts of nefarious activities. But he asserted that Mr. Chavez is now losing influence, and that recent elections in the region, with the exception of last week's Nicaragua vote that brought leftist Daniel Ortega back to power, have been toward what he termed responsible governments of the center-left and center-right. Burns expressed hope that Bolivian President Evo Morales, seen as a protege of Mr. Chavez, will adopt a more integrationist approach to the rest of the hemisphere and, in his words, turn back toward the mainstream. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。